everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. We have toll-free numbers. I'll give them out in a second. We got a very special guest today, a ghost investigator, and basically the lady that found me and guided the beginning of my psychic reading journey, I would call it. And we'll bring her out in a few minutes. Her name is Hildred Robinette, a very special friend. I've known her 10 years ago. My journey started about 10 years ago in Yahoo Chat. That's how all this started. And there's this quite a story behind it all, and this lady is basically the beginning of it. So it'll be an interesting show, interviewing AKA is Ghost Lady 8. If you're a veteran from Astro Chat, you might remember her or know her well, and you'll be able to call in and say hi to her. She's also a phenomenal psychic medium, ghost investigator, many, many talents, radio, TV, and all different types of Halloween goodies we're going to talk about, especially the ghosts. So get your pen and paper ready. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. I want to throw in that musical piece that you listened to at the beginning of the show was created, written, and played in my honor. My old chat name, Going Within, is titled Going Within, and it was created by Joe Dex, also another good friend from many years ago in chat. Thank you, Dex. And I'd like to promote a group that's on my website, www.michaelgoga.com. It's called Woe. If you're having any trouble on the internet, being stalked, harassed, stolen identity, blogging on you, anything that could possibly go wrong on the net, you could find help and advice in this group. So go to my website. It's on the right-hand side. It's called Woe. And they will help you with any internet harassment problems you may have. I just wanted to get that out there because it is there, and I like to promote it from time to time. I believe we have a call of a caller you can hang on, because I'm going to bring my guest out and
sure.
Introduce my guest. Ghosty, how you doing? Okay. Ghosty?
Hi. Yeah.
Ghosty.
Yeah.
That was the boss talking to me.
Oh, okay.
He's like an angel. He pops in once in a while. And,
oh, all right.
And gives me a little wisdom. Okay. Ghosty, a.k.a. Ghost Lady 8. 10 years ago, Ghost.
Yep.
Real name's Hildred Robinette.
Yep.
Okay. And the story is so long, there's no way we can do it justice here except maybe hit on a couple of interesting stories, because it's a 10-year journey. Do you remember it as well as I do, Ghost?
Oh, absolutely.
I
remember the first day you came in. You were so shocked.
Oh, my. I didn't know how to use my mouse. You taught me how to handle my mouse.
I'm glad I helped you any way I could. That's what I was on the show for, because I did help a lot of people, and I'm glad I did, you know, and if I could do it today, I'll do it. Anything I could do.
You did. You were like the godmother of Chad. Everybody, I never seen anybody that could fill a room the way you filled a room.
Okay.
And you did it out of love and just to help people. I mean, it wasn't even a business or no intentions of, or just in there helping people.
I enjoyed every minute of it, Mike. I really did.
I know
every
you.
Every single minute.
I know you did. And you changed my life forever, Ghosty. I don't remember who I was before I met you.
Some shy man from New York.
Yeah. Well, actually, It started like the night before when I met Sunsound and Skills, and I was looking for healers for a family member, and they said, well, you come in here tomorrow at such and such a time and look for this lady named Ghost Lady 8, and she'll help you. She'll take care of you.
Oh.
And sure enough, I came in the next day at that time, and you were in there.
I was always in there, Mike.
Yeah, and it was the beginning of a friendship that lasted and still going to last for many more years.
Oh, yeah, many more.
And we talked about this, me being on radio and you being on my show. I mean, it was kind of like prophecy in a way. All the conversations that we had through the years and what we're going to do in the future and where it's all going to go. And I was already well-versed in the arts, the metaphysics, but I had no interest in being a reader. It kind of turned me off in a way because it was kind of carnival, commercial, and I just felt it didn't belong, or I didn't belong in it. But then I seen you helping other people with it. And the things that you were doing and the reaction, and I was hooked.
Oh, I used to love to read. I did. I used to read from like 8 in the morning till maybe 2 or 3 o'clock the next morning. And it got so bad that I had a heart attack, and I just couldn't do it anymore. So
I remember
you
that.
Came into the room, and I said, okay, I'm handing over my abilities to you.
After I stalked you for a year or two.
Yeah.
You couldn't get rid of me.
I didn't want to get rid of you.
I was like a snot-nosed little kid. And I discovered this new universe, and I was like, wow, this is... Because computers, to me, was like, it was something other people did. I had no interest in any of it, and it was just like I was hooked.
I was the same way. I just didn't like computers. I thought they were terrible. But yeah. I'll tell you, Mike, I've met some wonderful people, and I noticed that Dex did your sound. I just love that man.
Yes, we're going to have him up in a couple of weeks, Sun Sam.
Oh, yeah, and Dex, the one that did your sound. Dex.
Dex, oh,
yes.
Yes.
He's a sweetie.
That's another spiritual thing where we talked. He told me this, it had to be like seven, eight years ago that he was going to write a song. He was being inspired to write that song. And here it is on the website and at the radio show.
Oh, wow.
You know
He's
what
the one
I mean?
Used to get me to sing over the rainbow on the radio. on the internet all the time.
Yeah.
And I think I'm the only one that ever sang to you happy birthday like Marilyn Monroe. And I was the only one that got you to sing on the computer.
I'll never forget that. Sun Sound, you tricked me. He tricked me into singing that. It was like, oh, my God. But it was great. It was great. It was beautiful. One of my greatest memories. Ghosty, they have archives here, so all the shows are archived.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to be one show that if I ever get where I want to get, it's going to be on my wall dipped in platinum, maybe. Because this is a milestone for me, and I'm just honored and humbled. And Ghosty, the one thing that stayed with me was you warning me to be careful as a reader.
Yes.
And I can still hear it from time to time. The warning will come through. And it's in your voice, and you're telling me, Mike, slow down, be careful.
That's right.
And
God said, you see what happened to me. And yeah. That's what I had to do, and I just can't do readings anymore.
Yeah.
So I went into other fields. Well, of course, I've always been into ghosts. Yep. I've been a paranormal investigator since August of 55.
Yes.
So it's been quite a few years.
You are one of the originals. I mean, you go way back before Cleo.
Older than dirt.
Yeah. Now, you started your Ghost Hunters of America in 1955, huh?
Yes, I did. It was my sisters and friends of mine. We all went out ghost hunting, and you never heard of that then. I mean, everybody looked at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was interesting. And the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. And
yep.
It's fun. And I moved to Gettysburg. Absolutely loved it there. I miss it so. And I now live in Valley Forge, PA.
Wow.
And I haven't done much here, but I'm going to, though.
Yeah. Now, what led you to make the Ghost Hunters of America? I mean, when it really wasn't that big of a...
Well, my mother's home was haunted, and one night we were sitting around and said, oh, I think I'm going to conduct a seance, which I never did before. And I got these people in. My aunts came in and were singing, and it was amazing. And I realized that I could tune into these people. And I, whoa, so that's why we formed the Ghost Club, because we said, hey, there's a lot of ghosts out there. Let's go look for them. So that's what we did. And it was exciting.
And
it got the adrenaline going.
Yeah.
So it was something to do.
Yeah, so you went basically one of the first structured and organized ghost hunting groups, really.
Yep.
And
yep.
And now look at it today. There's thousands of them.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I enjoyed it. I really did. There was one thing I wanted to do on the Internet, and that was have one of the biggest seances.
That would be fun.
I wanted to do that so bad, you know.
Yes.
But we'll see. You never know what's in the works.
Yeah, you never know. And we've got a long way to go yet. Now, what exactly is a ghost?
A ghost is a person. Well, let me explain it this way. There are two types of spirit. There's a spirit and there's a ghost. A spirit is a person who has gone over to the light, and they come back. They can come back and, you know, and leave and come and go whenever they want. But a ghost is earthbound. They're stuck here, whether they want to be or not. Most of the time, they don't even realize they're dead. Like in Gettysburg, they don't realize they're dead. They died so suddenly, and they're doing the same thing they did the day they died, 140 some years ago.
Yeah.
They're still doing the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Now, does that mean? Okay, in your opinion, and all the years you've been doing this now, if a ghost is earthbound, is his spirit with him, or is it crossed over?
Oh, no, the spirit's with him.
Okay, so...
That is the spirit. Spirit is energy, and you cannot kill energy. It has to burn out itself.
Cool.
The body rots and decays, but the spirit doesn't.
Right. Okay, I was just... because now you help them cross over.
Yes. Because
I know there's a popular show on now, Rescue Mediums, where they'll go to a house, and that's what they specialize in, having the spirit of the ghost cross over.
And yes, I've done that.
You've been doing that for years.
Since about 60, I've been doing that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been involved in probably thousands of cases where you...
Oh, yes.
Okay, and now, and I've seen some of the evidence, your tape recordings and pictures and testimonials, so I've known you for a long time, so I know this is very serious to you. And
absolutely. What I do is very serious on any level.
Okay. Yes. When you go to a site to get them crossover, is there always a seance involved? Or
No.
Okay.
No, I rarely do that. I haven't done one for a while. But, I just go and I can feel them, see them, smell them. You know, they do. Sometimes they give off the, like, for instance, in Gettysburg, you'll smell cigar smoke when there's nobody around you.
Right.
In the middle of November or December, and it's real cold, you'll smell cigar smoke.
Right.
Or, you know, where you can see them or feel them or take pictures. And sometimes you get, I have a couple pictures where you actually see the ghost standing there. And you can see the blinds on the window right behind him and the TV behind it.
Yeah.
So we've gotten quite a few things.
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit of what you were back in the day when you were really, really active. Now, your most profound experiences, I imagine, was at Gettysburg, huh?
Well, Yes, I've had quite a few experiences, but I think most of my experiences were before Gettysburg.
Before Gettysburg?
Yeah.
What was your most memorable or frightening experience?
Well,
have you ever been scared or attacked?
I've been attacked.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been thrown down in the cemetery.
Mm.
I saw three spirits by these three tombstones, and I always ask them if I could take their picture, and they smiled at me. So I clicked her picture, and right next to me I heard,
Huh.
And I turned around real quick and took a picture. And next thing you know, I'm going up in the air. Something hit me with the ball of their hand, and up I went. And I went and I hurt my left wrist. It was so sore. Huh. But when I got the picture developed, it was a great big huge white cloud, and it was lined with pink and blue and green. That's what hit me.
Huh. And it threw you down to the ground.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
The most memorable one was we did a house, and we did that for about a year. We did an investigation there, and we also did, we went to the archives on the house, and we got a lot of information. And come to find out, I told the woman there was a murder there, and the people lived there was named, the ghost that were in the house was Frank and Martha. And he killed her because she was about ready to run away, and she was pregnant by her boyfriend. And he killed them both and buried them out in the yard. Well, it was funny. When we got out of the car to go into the house, I looked up by this big, huge tree. I saw two spirits standing, a man and a woman. And we didn't know this until we went to the archives and went in and found a newspaper, newspaper articles about this way back.
Huh?
Way back in the early 1800s, that there was a man and a woman disappeared around there. It was man's wife. He disappeared. He never found her. Well, he murdered her. But, of course, in them days, you know, the wife or the husband run off. They figure, oh, well. But it was very interesting. And, yes, the ghost used to come into her room. And her boy was very, very scared of him. And she come in. He came into the room. Mommy, he's in my room again. And they called him, her little girl called him Mr. No Eyes. Well, come to find out, there was a man that was cutting down a tree on the property, and the tree hit him. And when it did, he fell where he fell in this hole where he was digging around the tree. And what happened? He was hit so hard, his eyes popped out. That was in the news article. There was a news article about that.
Wow.
So of course, she's going to see him with no eyes.
True.
And it was very interesting.
So. And usually if it's a violence or unexpected, it might cause them to linger a little or be earthbound or
yeah,
or a
because
murder.
I think if it's, you know, I
justice.
Think it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if they die suddenly, they don't even realize they're dead.
Right.
They just keep going on and
right.
on and on and on.
Right. Because I know there's a lot of experiences out there, metaphysical experience, and I know I had some myself, and the difference between a spirit and a ghost, I believe the spirits, so if a vision appears to you or an entity appears to you, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a ghost. It might have been just a message from a spirit or a spirit world. And a ghost, it could be an earthbound spirit that's there all the time, staying in the place where it's haunting, right?
Yeah, well, what they tell me, you know what they tell me. What I realize is whenever you see a ghost or a spirit, the room gets ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever they're standing, it's ice cold.
Okay.
But the reason it's ice cold is because what they're doing is taking all the energy out of the air.
Mm.
So all that warm energy and bringing it into themselves so they can materialize, and that's why it's cold.
Interesting. Now, if somebody believes they have a haunting or a haunted spot, what's one thing they can do to help themselves?
Well, I found out if you can get some white sage. It's the white mountain sage, and burn some of that through the rooms, different rooms. And I always say a little prayer for it to go away, and burn a white candle, and that will help. Salt water also. Put salt water around the room. That will also help.
Okay. So it's just like a spiritual cleansing, too.
Yes.
And at
yes.
the same time, trying to communicate and tell the ghost it's okay to leave or go where they belong. Or
yes.
Okay. Because I know a cleansing, you can kind of like push it out a window. But in the case of a ghost, you might want to communicate and coax it to go or explain to it that it needs to go where it belongs.
Yeah, you can leave a window open when you do that, too, when you're doing a cleansing also. That way it goes out. It has a place to escape.
Right. Okay, boy, time flies, Ghosty. We could sit here and talk for eons. I know there's a lot of folks out there that are waiting for readings, and probably a lot of them want to just say hi to you. They might, maybe haven't seen you in a while. And, Ghosty, when I read them, if you do have anything you can add. I know one of the talents you had was naming spirit guides or angels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you pick up on a name or something, maybe you could relay it to the caller.
Oh, sure will.
All right. Let's see if we have a call, and we'll do what we do best.
Okay.
That sound good? I love you being here, Ghost. It's an honor to me.
I love being here, too.
It'll be a show I remember for probably to the day I die. All right.
Okay.
Caller, is there a caller online? Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi.
Caller.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Ghosty.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll just say two words, and Ghosty should know who this is.
I already know.
Jazz hands.
What was that?
Jazz hands.
No.
Jazz hands?
Jazz hands. No. But the voice sounds familiar.
Ghosty, you had me pegged at the beginning of the show.
Oh, Dex.
Dex.
Hi, Dex. Love you. Love Toy.
Welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing? Dex.
I think we lost Dex.
Did we lose Dex? Doesn't he sound sexy, Ghosty?
Oh, he does.
That's my boss. He comes in once in a while and gives me information. But
I
there's no
put
caller.
On my sexy voice, remember?
You sound like you're still 30.
Oh,
what are you
God,
now,
yes.
46?
Well, I always say I'm 44 with... I'm 24 with 44 years experience.
Hello?
Hi, caller. Hi.
Hi.
Is this Dex?
No, this is Dan.
Dan. Did you call earlier and get cut off?
Excuse me?
Did you call earlier and get cut off?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because we just lost a caller and we thought it was you coming back. Okay, Dan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Okay. You want a reading, right, Dan?
Yeah, I do. Let me give you a little thing. My truck got repossessed on the other day, yesterday.
Okay.
I'm really worried.
I am, too. I feel, I'm feeling like I would feel if my car was repossessed, so it's very stressful. You do have a little bit of a heavy mist over you, like things ain't going too good. Now, are you trying to get it back, or is that what you're hoping for? Or?
They want $3,000. I don't know where I'm going to come up with it. See what happened.
Yeah.
I had neck surgery in May. I was only supposed to be out of work for 6 weeks. It ended up being 5 months.
Yeah, I'm feeling that it was due to an illness. I was just getting ready to say I felt like there was an illness and it threw you off financially. Well, what I am feeling right now, Dan, is that health-wise, things are going to keep improving for you. Okay, there's more strength and health coming to you, but I'm worried about the stress you're under. I think the stress is going to be as bad as the neck problem. So, really,
I don't know how I'm going to get to work.
I feel extremely stressed out with you, and. There's no easy words to give you other than that, Dan, are you moving too? Or you got to relocate on top of all of this?
Well, no, not now. I'm planning on it, but not now. I don't even know if that's even going to work.
Okay, because I feel like it's either a thought or an issue or it's upcoming, or I feel like I got to go somewhere, and I just feel like I'm going to go somewhere and rest, and somebody's going to help me. So, but who and why, I'm not sure. Are you in a relationship now, Dan?
Well, I'm seeing somebody, yeah.
Okay, and how's that going? Because I feel like that's going to help you a lot.
It's going.
Is it strong and hanging on? All right.
Well, it's fairly new.
It's fairly new? Okay, because this is what I'm feeling. Now, I feel like she's a very special lady, and for some reason, I got some help coming from her, even if it's emotional and mental, but maybe even teaming up with her financially. You may see this start coming into play, because you're going to need help from somebody, and I believe a lot of it may come from her, so just, you know, keep that in mind, and if you see it developing, don't turn it down, because I feel like you're going to need it. And I also feel like that relationship is going to continue to move forward for you and help you in many different ways. I just feel that she's there for a special reason for you. And it may be all the difficulties that you're going through now where she's going to come through and maybe be a lifesaver or get you through or help you get something else. But I'm not going to lie to you. I do feel like you got a lot on your plate, and it's piling up by the moment. And at times, I feel like I'm gonna, like I just want to run away. But you're gonna have to hang on for a little while longer. I'm just feeling like if you can just keep everything the way it is and hang on.
Bankruptcy be something to do?
What's that?
You think bankruptcy would be something?
Well, you can talk to an attorney. It could be a part of your recovery plan, but that would be between you and your attorney. They know best. I would never, when you're dealing with like a bankruptcy, just the half hour is free. Go talk to a lawyer. Don't talk to your neighbors or relatives, and it'd be much better to sit and talk with a professional, somebody who knows what they're talking about. But I am feeling a recovery plan being put together. And it's coming from family and friends and loved ones. And I would and strong connection to the relationship that you're in. Because I'm gonna see that. I just got a feeling she's going to come through for you. I don't know how or what she's... What's that, Dan?
You talking about my ex-wife or the person I'm seeing?
The person you're seeing. I'm feeling
that when you're dealing with a bankruptcy, it's just
I can't understand a word you're saying.
It's the moon, I know it is. But Dan, can you hear me?
I can't understand a word you're saying.
You got your radio on, I think.
No, I don't.
That's not you?
No.
Huh.
All right, that's good.
Spirit guides, maybe.
That's
what it is, spirit guides. But Dan, I believe it's the girl that you're with now, your relationship. And I believe she's going to come through for you. So other than that, it's and that and putting together a recovery plan, there's no overnight fix for this. And my biggest concern with this reading is the stress that you're under. You really got to keep that in check and stay on top of it, or else it'll weigh you down and you won't be able to help anybody, not even yourself. And for the time being, you're just surrounded with demands. And you're just going to have to do the best you can to deal with it. But I do feel help coming from a love relationship, and it might be the lady that you're with now. So she might come through. I don't know how she can help you or where she is in life, but I just feel her being a major ally as you go through this. And I see it being bumpy right up until at least the beginning of December. And there's nothing much you can do with this except put together a recovery plan and take care of the stress. Ghosty, I don't know if you have anything that you can throw in.
No, I pretty well agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, good. Okay. And Ghosty's not here to read, but if she picked up something, she would throw it in. But I can feel Ghosty agreeing with what I'm feeling, too. So, Dan, all you can do is just hang on and do your best to put together a recovery plan. All right, buddy?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And take care of yourself, and I guarantee you something's going to come through with the love relationship that you're in. That's where your help is going to come from. All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care of yourself. Thank you for calling the show.
Bye.
Okay. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
You know, Ghosty, it's so difficult when things are going bad and there's no answers. Even psychically, you really don't see no answers, only maybe just a little bit of wisdom.
That's true.
And that's the hardest part of being a reader. And this situation here, they were just giving me like a bumpy road for like another 30 days. And
I've been there, I know.
You know, so all you can do is just kind of give them a heads up. And, I mean, you can't, the reader can't change what you're going through. It can only maybe shed a light on it, so.
You only know what you see.
Yeah, and, but it still affects the reader. It really does.
Yeah, oh, certainly.
Sure it does. And
that's why I had to get up.
Yeah, I understand that, Ghosty. I have to work overtime to protect myself.
Oh, yeah.
Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Harpreet.
What was your name?
Harpreet.
Hartfree?
Yes.
Okay, Hartfree. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you.
What part of the world are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, good. I'll just jump into your reading then. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you heard me read before, but I'll just repeat what I'm hearing, and then I'll let you go. Strong on finances with you, Hartfree. Strong on finances. It looks like you're in a lucky cycle here. Very busy it's going to get. I feel like there's a few things up in the air yet, and they're putting it on a wheel, so it's spinning around. It's almost like I'm waiting to see where it's going to fall. But I feel that life does a turnaround for you, and financially it's very beneficial. Are you looking for work or...
Actually, yes, I am. I'm waiting for a response, you know, from a job interview I gave in California about 2 months ago. So I'm still, you know, waiting to hear from them. And it has been positive lately. So, and it's a really well-paying job.
Okay, so you're waiting to hear about a job?
Right.
Okay. How long have you been waiting?
It's been exactly 9 weeks now.
9 weeks. Huh. Interesting. I'm hearing 10, so this could be you got maybe another week to go, but hang on for a minute because I feel like, okay, I'm feeling good about it, Hartfree. I feel like they're going to contact you. I really do. I wouldn't be surprised if it's within another week. Within another week, I'm hearing. And that it was just all natural processes that you were going through and waiting for. Now, I feel like I'm being contacted. I feel like I am being contacted. They're waving a phone and a letter at me. So I know some news that I've been waiting for is coming through. And it's definitely connected to the business arena, the finances, because they're waving money at me. So that's telling me that it's connected to your finances. And there is travel involved. Now, did you say you would have to relocate if you get the job?
Yes, to California.
Okay, because I'm feeling a relocation with this, mixed in with this. And I do feel it happening, and it's going to be hectic. I mean, I'm getting hectic and crazy, so be prepared for your life to turn upside down, basically, and get crazy for a little while, and that would involve moving and starting a new job. I feel like it's going to be more... and bigger than maybe you ever had. I feel like it's a real good job, and it's like a step up for you.
It sure is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. I really am, Hartfree. All business and money matters with you. The next 30 days is going to be very interesting, and I believe it's going to start probably within a week. And then from after the next week, from there until the end of the year, it's all about making money and making good money and doing well and feeling very proud, like I accomplished something in them, and it's inspiring and motivating also at the same time. Definite travel with this. For some reason they're throwing in children. I don't know if you have children or there's one close to you that needs help or a special boost, or but they're saying tell them the good news for the child. So
I don't have any children, yeah.
Okay, anybody close to you has any kids you're close to? Or
nope.
Interesting. Interesting. It keeps making me feel like there's a younger person in your life that you've either been helping or working with or close to, and I feel good news for it. So I'm just relaying it. It could be something that comes down the road, a couple of weeks down the road. And I'm definitely in the beginning of December here, and I got a better job, a new job, I'm hearing. Better new job. And they're pointing to the first week in December. So, and you're probably going to see it unfold, maybe being contacted within a week, and then actually having it happen. And keep your eye on the mail, too, a mail on the phone. They're waving the mail on the phone, and the news is going to come through that. And it's good news. Tell them just good news, and they're still throwing money at me. So I'm saying within 30 days your life is going to change dramatically and get very active. So it looks good for you, Hartley.
All right.
I'm going to say it's going to come through, and you're probably going to get the job and relocate. That's what I'm hearing. Okay.
Do you see any specific places, do you see California or, say, Minnesota, or do you hear?
What location?
Yeah.
Interesting. Where the job, what do you got, three job offer applications out there?
Actually, I only have one. It's in California, but they also have a very big office in Minnesota.
Oh.
So...
Okay.
I'm kind of curious, if it'll be Minnesota or California. Most probably it should be California, but I just want to take your view.
Yeah. I'm going to go with California, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling what would be California. Are they by the water in California?
They are by the ocean, yes.
Yeah, because they're showing me the ocean. And I'm feeling California for you. Okay, buddy?
All right, thanks a lot.
Good luck with everything, and I hope I'm right.
Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Thank you for calling the show. Okay, Ghosty, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing fine, and he's definitely moving.
I was, something, after I said take care of yourself, I said I know Ghosty's got something, and I didn't ask her.
Yeah, he's definitely going to move. I picked that up as soon as he said his name.
Good. I'll remember next time to ask you, because I knew you had something and I didn't ask you. I felt like Bart Simpson. They showed me a picture of Bart Simpson.
I did.
Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Nancy from Washington State.
Nancy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Nancy. I'm doing good, and you guys?
Well, I'm doing great, and Ghosty is doing great. And
awesome.
Yeah. How you like the show so far?
Fantastic.
That's interesting.
I always love listening to you.
Good. Thank you. And Ghosty is a longtime friend, and it's just like an honor to have her here. I wish the show was 10 hours long. We'd probably talk for the whole 10 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Okay. Nancy, let's just jump into your reading, and maybe Ghosty can pick something up for you.
Okay.
All right. You got a question maybe you want me to focus on instead of anything on your mind? Or you just want to...
Well, I just want to see what you have to say today. Because there's so much on my mind that it'd take forever.
okay, Nancy. I get a situation that's been kind of stalled or suspended or being held back or delayed. And I feel like an agreement is going to be reached or decisions are made and it moves forward with you.
Okay.
Now, for some reason, I'm getting two males with this. I don't know if it's two men in your life that are disagreeing at the time or trying to make a decision. I'm getting a suspension, but... And then I'm going to work, too, with a job. Is there somebody close to you struggling to get a job or get something accomplished, Nancy?
Not that I can think of.
Family or children? Or
nope, we all have jobs right now.
Everything's going good. And is there anything that's been being negotiated?
I know that with my job, we're trying, with the amount of work they're giving us, other departments work, and they're not giving us the wage that goes with it.
Right. And you guys are asking for more?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if it's that, but I am getting agreements being reached, and then it goes right into finances. So this could be a raise coming for you through the negotiations, especially if it's been stalled or delayed a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm getting a definite increase of finances,
well,
and it's connected to the business and work world. So it's probably a raise and more money, getting paid what you're worth. Because I'm hearing money's on the way, and they're pointing up, so there's an increase, and then I feel like I'm at work, so I'm pretty sure that's what this is. And I'm getting a lot of love for the home, both the home being becoming more comfortable, more agreeable, and happiness settling in there. I want to say, I get the feeling that... All the children are doing good. The marriages, there's no bickering or anything going on, or
correct,
or struggling in any way. Why do I keep feeling a child or a family member struggling with something and trying to make something better and it working out for them?
Oh, well, that'd be. I know my daughter's got a little bit of doubt with her husband, just a little.
Okay, because that's what I'm being. That's what I'm being given, talk about her child. And I feel like it's in a relationship, and maybe the family's worried about it, or everybody involved is concerned, or it's been an issue or talked about, or it's on your mind. I feel that working out. I feel that working out and blowing over. I think it's only temporary, to be honest with you. I feel like it goes good and that they'll be okay, but I do feel that there's been some sticky moments there.
Uh-huh.
And some uncertainties, but I feel like they worked through it and that they do okay. So I really wouldn't even worry about it. And I just feel like Spirit just wanted to relay that to you, so maybe it's one less thing off your mind, maybe. But I do feel they work it out and everything goes okay. And the extra money should be coming your way, Nancy. Probably within 2 weeks or within by the end of 30 days anyway.
Uh-huh.
And let me see. Ghosty, you picking up on anything for Nancy?
When I heard her name, all I pictured was jewelry. There's something to do with jewelry.
Hmm.
I don't know if she lost some jewelry or something about jewelry. I'm trying to figure out what jewelry has to do with it. Hmm. Oh.
Doesn't ring a bell, huh, Nancy?
No.
Huh, interesting. Mm. And maybe you got a gift coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, I there's an increase coming, and I don't think it's all from the job.
Uh-huh.
So you may have something coming to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nancy, have you ever heard from your sister that you've been searching for?
No, I haven't. In fact, the last time I talked to you, and I was really... uncertain about making a phone call about somebody I thought might have been.
Right.
And I did, after I got off the phone with you, I called her, and she was definitely not the right one.
Not the right one, huh?
Yeah, you had kind of, when you listened to what you were saying, you were kind of leading that, make the phone call just to get it over with.
Right.
And I did, and it relieved a lot of stress that I was dealing with, because I really want to find her, but,
good.
You know.
Good. Because Ghosty, Nancy has like a sister she was separated from.
Oh.
And she's been looking for her. And I was wondering if you pick up anything on a missing sister, if you ever will contact her or anything you might be hearing about it.
I'm asking my guides right now.
Okay. Because I know I've seen you do this before, and I was just, maybe there was something popping in. But,
I'm getting Minnesota. Somewhere in Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yes.
Hmm. Wow.
Minnesota.
Wow.
So check around if you hear of anybody around in there.
Okay.
That's worth a shot.
Yes, it is.
Usually the stranger a sound is, the more accurate it is.
I know.
So it gives you a place to look anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay, Nancy.
Thank you so much, both of you, and bless you.
Thank you,
Nancy. Same to you. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for calling the show. Okay, very good. Is there another caller? Okay, we'll wait for the noise to come in. But Ghosty, boy, the hardest part of the job is not getting everything we need to tell them, and
I know.
And then the disappointment, you know. Caller.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Shay.
Sherry?
Shay.
Shay?
Yes,
Shay?
She doesn't even know I was on Webmaster.
You're a stinker.
Hi, Shay. You're going to take heat for this one.
You're a stinker. I didn't even recognize your voice or your energy.
I know.
Were you hiding on me?
No.
Were you... No?
No.
Wow, you sound so different than I...
All right,
Shay, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you.
We don't get to talk to you much. My webmaster, my producer, my best friend, and protector, and it's an honor to have you here.
Why, thank you.
You want to say anything to Ghosty?
Oh, no, she knows I just love her, and she's fantastic.
Ah, yep. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
I remember, Shay, that I introduced Shay to your room.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. You brought us together. You brought me in the run together, too.
Yes, I did. She wanted a reading from me, and I wasn't doing them anymore. And I said, go to get a hold of Going Within, and he'll be in here tonight.
And, you know, something, you brought me in touch with two of my biggest allies.
Yeah.
And my biggest helpers, yeah.
Yeah,
and they were so connected to the journey. Without them, I wouldn't be here.
I know.
So
oh,
you,
wow.
The whole thing
darn
is
darn,
like,
she's good.
She's the nucleus of the whole journey, Ghosty.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she even brought my helpers to me. Now, and I never thought about it that way. That's
oh, well,
right.
Well, we all did something for you.
Yeah. Only after 10 years to have people still be together like this is.
Especially in the chat rooms, because they usually come and go. But,
yeah.
You know, I still have a lot of friends in there. And even if I go into that astrology one, there are still a few that know me.
Yeah.
After, oh, Ghosty's here.
After all these
oh,
years.
Oh, everybody knows Ghosty.
thanks, Shay.
There's got to be thousands and thousands of people that know her. all right, Shay, I want to give you a little reading.
Okay.
Seeing that she came all the way here.
And it was hard, let me tell you. It's hard to get through to your show.
I'm surprised you got through.
A lot of hit on the redial.
Yeah. Well, listen. They're screaming at me, victory. Victory and great news.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, there is. You've got some fantastic stuff coming through for you. And it's tied in with negotiations and agreements and business and work. And something is about to either go through in a fantastic way or come to you in a fantastic way. I believe it's already there and in the works. And there's more of it. And it's bigger and better than what you expected. Or it could be something that's connected to it and it pops up later on down the road, maybe within the next 30. But and it's all paperwork, phone, back and forth, agreements and signing papers and just success and victory all centered around it. So everything that you got going on in the business world is going to go your way and get even better. So keep that.
Hopefully it's schooling.
It is that. There's an expansion, and they're giving me many different avenues here. And business-wise, work-wise, money-wise, interests and skills, it's all expanding at the same time. So it's tied in with school.
Oh, good.
Okay. And mind broadening. It's centering in the mind. And it has to do with abilities and talents and skills, too. So, and it's going to be bringing you in contact with new people. Neil is going to travel, I believe. Hubby's got something. He seems to be pulled to the road, so he's
leaving Monday morning.
Oh, okay.
You did not know that.
No, he's traveling. And it's work related, business related with him. It seems like it pulls him. There's going to be more. It's going to continuously. It's going to be like one this week, and then two, and then three, and then before you know it, it's going to be an everyday thing with him. There's something about what he's doing that he enjoys and he likes to do it, so he's going to take on as much as he can with that. And you're going to see it. And I'm getting connections from this, too. The people that I'm meeting and the people that are involved, it just gets better. And financially and socially and connection-wise, it's getting better and expanding. The friends that are coming to me because of his exposure and time on the road, it's almost as good as the money, the connections that I'm making and the resources that are coming out of it. So you got all that coming up within the next 30, and it's going to continue. Let's see here. I know you got a sick little doggy. Well, he's not sick, but he's recovering and getting stronger and better. And I'm feeling good about that. I do feel that you got celebrating coming up, too. The anniversary, or?
I do, November 9th.
Is that your anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something else. They're pointing to another thing. A couple of celebrations. I feel like I want to go to two parties. Two or three parties.
Oh, if I get my status, there will be a party.
Hmm. Interesting. And it's your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're telling me. Yeah, they're showing me a ring and the hearts involved here. Congratulations, very nice.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like I'm celebrating that in a special way. Something special about it. You might want to go do something or give you something, but there's something special about this anniversary. And they keep pointing to it, so the anniversary is going to be special. And I'm trying to pick up on your baby there, your little doggy.
Don't you make me cry on air.
Yeah, I don't make you cry, yeah. You know, Shay, I'm not getting nothing on it. I'm trying to focus on him. I think for the next 30 days, you're pretty much status quo. It's going to stay the same way, really, which is good news. I'm not getting no upsets or panics or warnings, and I believe he's just going to hold his own for the next 30. So that's good news.
That's a party in itself.
Yeah, and I'm celebrating, so I'm not really. There's no cloud, so I don't feel like I'm mourning or nursing. I just feel like I'm enjoying what I have. And that's how you're going to spend the next 30 days. Watch for a lot of communications, the mail, the phone, back and forth. This is going to be a crazy month for you. And also stuff with property issues and energy is all going to play a major role in this. So in many different ways. And I feel like it's positive and good for you. So, but it's going to be connected to property and property services and maybe some good deals or connections coming out of that too. So you got a busy month coming up.
Busy is good.
Busy is good, right? And
yep.
Ghosty, you got anything for Shay or?
I just have a little story to tell. I remember when she knew that I was a ghost investigator. She said I would be out of my mind. I'd be so afraid. Look at her now.
I knew you were going to do that.
We were the troublemakers of the club. We kept it going, she and I.
Wild. I remember.
Well, I remember Mike saying, "You're moving, Shay, and the house is haunted." And I said, "I'm not moving. You're crazy." Because I didn't plan on moving for 2 years, and I moved, and this house is haunted.
Yeah, you asked me. I said the same thing.
Yeah.
I said yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Memories. And Shay, remember when you used to sneak downstairs to come to my shows?
Oh my God! At 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning, we'd go down to listen to the Yahoo. I'd set the clock to go down and listen, and we would laugh ourselves silly.
Yeah.
And then I'd get up and go to work at 7. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, we called ourselves the raccoons. We all had rings around our eyes. And that's when I was doing like a show every day, and in the chat.
You were?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, a lot of memories. Thank you guys for being with me here today.
Oh, I'm delighted. You know, I'm speechless because you asked me to be on the show.
Oh God, Gosia, it's something I thought about for since I started radio. It's a little over 2 years now, I think.
Well, anytime you want me, I'm always here.
Yeah. Gosia, you did radio before, right?
Oh yes, I've been on many talk shows. Too many to even talk, and I've been on TV 7 times.
Yeah.
They did a documentary on me over in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent them here, and I went down to Cape May with them, and I did a ghost investigation with them. And then they had it in German. It was all when I got this tape. It was all in German.
That must have been a riot.
It was.
Ghosty talk in German. I seen Bonanza once in Japanese. What a trip that is.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. But I enjoy being here. Oh, you can ask me anytime. I'm always here.
Good. It was a pleasure, Ghosty, and I was on it. And I just wanted to introduce you to everybody and give them a little bit of the story about how it all started and where it all started. Because one of the questions I get a lot is, how did you get into this, and where did it start, and how long ago? And it started with you, Ghost. Yep, Hildred
well,
Robinette.
To let everybody know, I'm going to be doing a cemetery on Halloween night.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do my tapings out there, and whatever we get, and picture taken, and you'd be surprised.
Okay.
We'll have to come back on and talk about that sometime.
Yeah, really. Or maybe we got something we can play on there. All right, we're out of time, Ghost, so I'm going to have to say goodbye.
Oh, bye, Mike.
Okay,
have a great day, and angels
Shay.
On your pillow.
I miss you saying that. Shay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, girl. I'll see you
soon. Don't forget on your website that anybody that wants to keep up with Ghosty, there's a page there for her, too.
Yes, on the guest lineup, all our guests have a page there with all their info and contact info, and it will be there forever. So,
thanks, Jay.
Thank you, guys. Good night, everybody. Take
Bye.
Care. Ghosty, love you. Shay, love you.
Love you, too. We love you, too, Mike.
DBS Radio, you're the best.